Mazel tov, you're engaged. By what Hebrew term are you to refer to yourself by? Are you mishudeches, me'ureses? How do you invite someone to your engagement party? If you would like to use the Hebrew term, or Hebrew is your first language, or your country of residence. Should you say misibat erusin, or a different terminology? And this question is not just relevant for our dear chassan and kala, but for all their acquaintances who may want to refer to either them and their engagement or to their festivities. May the word erusin be used, or should it be used, or should it not be used, etc. So why on earth should there be any issue with using a term in the Hebrew language to describe an event, a happy event at that? In modern Hebrew, the term mu'ureset means engaged, just like in English it means engaged, and refers to the stage that you've both agreed to marry each other, but you're not yet married. What can be possibly wrong with this term? So before we go into the discussion of the poskim on this matter, let's first introduce some background information as to the true Talmudic and halachic definition of this word erusin. In Talmudic and halachic terms, the term erusin or me'ureses refers to a legal halachic stage of marriage, not pre-marriage, actual marriage, in which the wife is defined as an actual eishes ish and prohibited biblically from marrying another person until she receives a kosher get from her husband. Another term used for this stage of marriage is called mikudeshes or kedushin. What exactly is the stage of marriage and not pre-marriage? So this stage of marriage called kedushin or erusin is when the ring or any value, any object of value as was done prior to the time it became customary to only use a ring, was given to her after she was asked, will you marry me, haret mikudeshes, and she acquiesced. And they are now officially married. In the first stage of marriage, she is an Ashes Ish. She may still not live together with him as husband and wife. As for that, you need to do the second stage of marriage called Nisuin. It used to be in previous times that the first stage called Erusin or Kedushin and the second stage called Nisuin took place at different intervals. First, the Erusin stage with the ring or other object of value, and then the second stage of Nisuin where they get to live happily ever after, husband and wife in the same home. At times, there was even a maximum distance of 12 months between these two stages, as brought in the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis. And therefore, the Hebrew term of engagement used in Talmudic times, which was erusin, actually meant that she was an Ashes Ish, literally married, and prohibited biblically from marrying anyone else, even though, on the other perspective, she was only engaged to be married and live with her husband in the same home. This system of having the two stages separated from each other with a time interval changed a number of generations ago in the times of the Rishayim, and since then it became a custom throughout all Jewry, Ashkenazim, and Sfaradim to do Erusin and Nisuin together at the same time. So today when we go to a wedding, under the chuppah we have the Erusin stage and the Nisuin stage taking place simultaneously, as attested to in the Torah in Evin Ezer chapter 62, and as can be readily seen in any wedding you'll go to, whether Sephardi or Ashkenazi. Based on all the above, it's evident that according to the original Talmudic and halachic terminology, when someone today gets engaged, you cannot refer to it as erusin, as indeed they are not me'ureses. She is not his arusa. No ring has been given. She is not an Ashes Ish, and if, God forbid, this shidduch will be broken off before the wedding, she needs no bill of divorce. Rather, the halachic terminology for this type of engagement, which has zero stages of marriage involved, is called mishudeches, or shidduchin, as opposed to me'ureses. So now that we've defined that the modern Hebrew term of me'ureses, for it to be used even in today's types of engagements, which are only shidduchin, is in truth inaccurate, the question is it allowed to use this term? Okay, so it's inaccurate, so nice, we got a nice shear out of it, but there's nothing halachically wrong, or perhaps there is an issue. So the Rebbe, on a number of instances, one time in Igros Kodesh, another time in a talk in Tavshin Mem Aleph, 1981, stated that the use of this term for today's engagements is complete ignorance, amaratus, as it's not true. This stage of their engagement is not Erusin, it's not Ureses, it's Mishudeches. And to refer to the party as Mesibat Erusin is also not true, as it's really a Mesibas Tanoim or Mesibas Shaduchim. And the Rebbe says that therefore, in my opinion, one is not to write or say this term until it actually takes place, which is after the wedding. A similar opinion is brought in the Sefer Kol Aryeh, in the Nitta Gavriel, and there's other Pesukei Dereinu who likewise take this approach, that one should avoid using the term Me'uresis or Erusin, being that it is halachically incorrect. Now, what is the concern if this term is used? Since when do we become so grammatically careful in the terminologies we use in a borrowed language of modern Hebrew, in which many terms are borrowed from other languages, including from Lashon HaKodesh? Everyone understands what it means. What's the issue with not being totally halachically accurate in the word? So the reason is very simple. Regarding matters of Eishes Ish, of a married woman, we are extremely careful not to blur the lines between someone who's engaged and not yet married halachically versus someone who's actually married. And this is because someone who's actually married is required to receive a get from her husband before she remarries someone else. And she could be a potential aguna for her whole life, but that doesn't happen. And therefore, we are extremely cautious against blurring the lines between a woman who is married and a woman who is not. And therefore, for this reason, in cherishing the distinction of the boundaries between a married and unmarried woman, the Poskim of above have suggested and encouraged the term Mishudeches to be used instead of Mu'uresas, and not to use the term Mu'uresas at all, not in writing, not verbally, and not when referring to the engagement party either. Now, in other languages such as English, saying the term engage is not a problem, as it has no halachic definitive meaning of referring to specifically the kedushin stage of marriage. So in the English language or any other language, there's no issue with saying engage. The issue is specifically in Hebrew, that it is to be avoided.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.